Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is Jesus as Peter. Who do you say that I am? This is a very interesting topic because everybody wants to know who Jesus is. Why is he so important? And how do we perceive him? We're reading the New Testament today, and we are reading the Bible in 1 year. And I'm so glad that you are joining us in reading the Bible. There has been more people requesting to be part of this group in Bible Book Club on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, you can request to be in this group. It's called Bible Book Club, and you will be reading the Bible with me in 1 year. We just finished 2016 in December, and now we are in the beginning of the Bible again. And we will continue to read the Bible until the Lord comes back. Praise the Lord. The more you read the Bible, the more you are going to have power over all your situations. You need a healing. You can look for the scriptures that Jesus healed. And as you trust in Jesus, he healed. In Matthew 16, when Jesus came to Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who are the people saying that I am?" In other words, who are they calling me? What do they call me? Who do they think that I am? Well, they replied, "Some people say you are John the Baptist. Some say you are Elijah, and some say you are Jeremiah or one of the other prophets." And then he asked them, "But who do you think that I am?" And Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Peter had a revelation. And Jesus wanted him to say who did he think he was. He was a disciple of Jesus, Peter was. And he got an opportunity to live with him, to eat with him, to talk with him, to be in his group, and he shared many secrets with his disciples, and Peter was one of them. So he, because he spent time with Jesus, he got to know about who he really was, because not everybody saw him be born, and they didn't know that God was going to send a son, but he got to know Jesus, and he judged Jesus by what he did and how he lived and what he taught. How we can know Jesus. When you open the Word of God, you will get to know him. You will get to see him. You will get to judge his character and what by what he had done in the Word of God. many. The Bible says that if he be lifted up, every man would come to him. If we lift up Jesus and we tell people about Jesus, people are going to desire him and want to know who he is, just like how you know him. Simon Peter, Simon Jonah, my Father in heaven has personally revealed to you that I am the Christ and the Son of the living God. This is not from any human source. God revealed to you who Jesus is. And he said, you are Peter because you are a stone, and upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. The earth shall be locked in heaven, and whatever doors you open on earth shall be opened in heaven. Then he warned the disciples against telling others that he was the Messiah. I wonder why he said, ask them not to tell anyone else that he was the Messiah. Because he had not died yet. He had not come into his fulfillment of his destiny. What was his destiny? To be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But before he could do that, he had to die on the cross, because that's the method that God made so we can receive forgiveness and eternal life and any blessings that God has for us recorded in the Bible. Do you want his blessings? Do you want to be in God's perfect will today? Ask him to come into your life. If you ask, you shall receive. That's what the Bible said. Peter recognized Jesus as the Christ, the Messiah, his Messiah, the Messiah for the Jewish people. And in Acts 17:3, it says the prophecies about the sufferings of the Messiah and his coming back to life proves that Jesus is the Messiah. Now, some people are waiting still for the Messiah. Why? Because they read that their Messiah would be a king and a ruler. But when they saw Jesus, they saw that he was a servant, a lamb. He was not aggressive. He didn't fight with anybody. His job was to come and die on the cross for you and me. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for taking away my sins. Thank you for giving me this new life to know you more and more. And Lord, I praise your name and I give you all the glory. Father God, right now we pray for those who have prayed that prayer. Father God, there are people who want to know you, who are seeking you, and they don't understand why you had to die on the cross and why you didn't come like a king in the first time. If they only read the Bible, Lord, they in Revelation, the last chapter, it says the heavens will open and the King of Kings will come forth on a white throne, coming with his people to do war, to save his nation of Israel, save every one of us. And Lord, we thank you for that. We give you praise, honor, and glory. You be glorified, God. There is no other God in heaven on the earth or below the earth that is great as my Lord. Amen and amen.